Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the What's Up Falcons podcast with Rock Hoop Q, Aries Falcon, and keeping it sexy, LG.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to the What's Up Falcons podcast. Yes, we're back. I know it's been a while. I know you've missed us, but hey, we had to come back now. Shit's gone crazy, y'all. We got to talk about it. Aries is upset, y'all. I'm upset. We got to talk about this madness, man. What the hell's going on? But right now, we have Aries Falcon in the house. What's going on, Aries?
AKA Free Ritter.
Free Ritter is right. And hopefully Q and Hoop will join in a little later. But we want to thank everybody for checking us out. I know it's been a minute since we put out a video. You know, life, things happen. Blase, blase. But hey, we're back. And what a better time to come back at the bye. You know what I mean? So we can give you guys our thoughts on what's been happening, man, with this team, man. It's just like, you know, oh, man. It never stops, man. It never gets old, I guess. You know, we just, there's a lot to talk about. And definitely check us out, you know, on Twitter. Don't forget to check us out at Twitter at What's Up Falcon on Twitter. And also, you can definitely check us out at sportsdrink.com, I think, is it? No, yeah, sportsdrink.com. And every place you get your podcast from. So, like I said, man, I'm here with my main man, Aries Falcon. And we were talking a little bit before we started the show, man, and we were just trying to figure out what the hell's... Well, we know what's going on, so we're going to talk about it, and we'd like to get you guys' input on it. You know, we have the chat happening, so if anybody sees that we're live, throw us a question. We, you know, we'll love it. And I think tonight, Aries, we're going to just do, like... I want to do, like, a Twitter discussion as far as this. We'll get a few questions off Twitter and talk about it, man, and then, you know, make it more of a open forum type thing, you know, instead of having, you know, different topics.
Okay.
But what's going on, Aries? Have we been talking a while, man? You okay?
Yeah, I'm doing good. You know, just trying to hang in there. You know what I'm saying? Work is work, you know, so.
Right. Is you keeping Falcons Nation alive over there on the West Coast?
Oh yeah.
For sure, man.
Yeah, it was a bar down the street. I go to. It's closed down now. But when, you know, I was going there to watch the games,
right?
And I actually ran into, you know, seen another Falcon fan. So,
oh, for real, cool.
Yeah. So it was just me and him, and we were just hanging out. It was pretty cool.
That's cool, man. At least, you know, y'all can bond and shit, man, and, you know, talk about, you know, this damn team, man, because it sucks not being able to talk about it with, you know, with other Falcons fans in person, you know. But, you know, that's why we're back, man. That's why we're here, man. And like I said, it's me and Aries tonight. Maybe Q, maybe Hoop will join in. Keeping it sexy, you know, it's keeping it sexy. So,
keeping it sexy somewhere else, I see.
So before we go to the Twitter questions, Aries, since, you know, I talked to you on Twitter and you had a lot of stuff to get off your chest, so I want to open it up and give the floor to you as far as your thoughts, since we haven't had a show in a while, your thoughts on the team up to this bye.
my team up to the bye is defense is doing well. Everything else is complete and utter trash. They don't like the quarterback play. They can really get, they're on my nerves right now. Like, seriously.
Yeah. Yeah. They're getting on everybody's nerves.
The quarterback play is ridiculous. Some of the play calls, it's scratch your head. You know, what in the hell were you thinking?
Right.
Type-ish. So, yeah, I don't get it. I don't get it.
I mean, you know, man, I don't get it either, man. I mean, okay, let's talk about real quick, man, the good thoughts. I mean, what have you seen that has impressed you so far with the team so far?
The overall running, the instant running game. I mean, we're in the number two in the rushes attempts, I think. So right. I don't know about the yards, but they're in the number two in rush attempts. Algier has surprised me. I mean, I saw what he was doing in preseason, so you know what I'm saying? I'm glad it carried over. So he's been doing really well with that.
Right.
Huntley, and now that we have, you know, EP back,
yeah,
it's gonna look a whole lot better.
Oh yeah. Now has that really blown your mind that we've actually successfully have a running game, a legitimate run game? You know, we've gone 20 years not without having the last time we had one was Michael Turner. So are you confident in what they have right now as their run game, for their run game?
Yeah, I mean, they're good for what they have. They're working with what they have now.
Right.
You know, could we use a premier back? Of course.
Right.
You know, but right now it's looking good. So I can't complain.
And what kind of alien is Cordell Patterson, man? This
the man is a beast.
Yeah.
I'm glad they brought him back for another year. Hopefully they bring him back again. But I mean, the man is a straight up dog. Like, he get out there and I mean, you saw, I think it was that Chargers game, running people over.
He is a 30-something-year-old man. Is he 30?
Yeah, he's in his 30s. I mean, he's got two spears from Good Morning Football. You know what I'm saying? He got two of them things.
Right.
So, you know, he out there doing, he out there, doing the duty. So, yeah, I'm grateful we have him now. It sucks that, you know, we lost Pitts.
Right.
You know, I think Pitts would have came in real handy during the Pittsburgh game.
Right. I feel you, man. And just to go back to Cordell Patterson, shouting out to Cordell Patterson for being the old dude that's running over these young motherfuckers, because they can't stop him. He'll just run over anybody. So I got to give a big shout out for that dude being in that type of shape, because the game has changed. These younger guys, these young Thundercats coming in here, man, they're stronger and faster, but they still are having trouble with this old man. So, you know, you got to take
it out. That old man can still run. Because, exactly. I mean,
run through him.
The way he turns on the burners when he gets out in the open, it's just ridiculous.
It is, man. It is. And Huntley is right there behind him, man. I mean, I wish Huntley, they would give him more carries than what they're doing, man. Because
Huntley can be a dog too, because he's got the size to run people over. So, but I look at Huntley as that one cut and go.
Right.
Algier is the one to make a couple people miss. You know, right. Saying, do a little spin and then he's gone. But Huntley is that one cut and go kind of back. I like those kind of backs.
Right.
So,
yeah,
my favorite back that we've had is TJ Duckett.
Okay, right.
So that was my guy. He just he was a bulldozer. So
yeah. It's good that we're able to get back to that, man. I swear. And you know, we got, you know, after as far as the newer regime, you know, we had, you know, Michael Turner, of course, the bowling ball that was running over everybody. And then we had Freeman in here. He was good for a couple seasons. But it's glad that we can pick that up, you know, again.
Yeah, I mean, that was our best, well, as of yet, our best 1-2 punch was Freeman and Coleman.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And what are you thinking about our wide receiving issue right now?
Our wide receivers are solid. We just don't have nobody to throw them the ball.
Right, right.
I like OZ. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Me being an SC boy, I love Drake.
Right.
Love Drake. Drake is a monster. Like, if we had a quarterback, he would be Offensive Rookie of the Year. No doubt about it.
Right, right. I agree with you. Drake has proven he's passed the sniff test. He is legit. I think we're good with him being our wide receiver number one.
Oh yeah.
Without a doubt.
I told y'all from the drop. Drake was gonna be the man.
You did. Totally. And he's definitely held up to it 100%, man. The other two guys, they'll get there, but I definitely think they should draft maybe another one to help him to take some of the pressure off of Drake a little more.
I mean, you got OZ. You got OZ out there, and he's got some wheels. Bird, I'm not too sure about. I mean, don't get me wrong, he's fast. He can catch. He's right. Quick, but he's short. And you know, that goes back to that it was a Rams game. You know,
right. Yeah.
Had he thrown it to one of the 6-footers?
Yeah.
Instead of, you know what I'm saying, instead of somebody who's 5'9", then that's a touchdown. And on top of that, Drake was wide open on the right side.
Right.
So had he thrown it over there, that's a touchdown. We win that game. But that's neither here nor there. It's in the past.
Yeah, we're drilling down to the .0 of what's going on with this team.
Right. But I mean, right now, problem number one is QB1.
Yeah, totally that. All right, let me ask you about this, Aries. Well, what's your impressions of Dean Pease's defense so far?
It's gotten better. It's working its way through. I can see there's a lot he wants to do.
Yeah.
But he don't have the personnel for it. Mm-hmm. So, if they keep him around, if he decides to stay another year, and they're able to pick up the free agents,
right,
and people that they want, then I don't know, that defense could be something like really good.
I'm with you, man. I've seen on Twitter a lot of people are hating on Dean Pease, talking about, you know, he won't be here in another year or so. I'm with you on that, man. I think from what he's done and from what he has to work with, I think it's definitely an improvement. I think Grady definitely has some help here. I think it will just get better as it goes on, but he's limited to the talent that he has, you know?
Oh, yeah. Exactly. Because the defense has made some good stops. They've held a lot of these top offenses. Right. So, I mean, it's coming around. I just think you need a couple more pieces on that line, a DB, and some one or two good linebackers. Now, hopefully with the money that we have in free agency, they'll make those moves, because you know the Falcons has always been shy to pull the trigger on free agents.
Yeah.
So, and then I don't want them to overpay these free agents. So,
well, my one, I don't know, it falls on Dean Pease because he's the defensive coordinator, but my one criticism is, and it showed itself again in this last game, is the missed tackles, man. I don't think that should be an issue. Yeah. At this point of the season, that shouldn't be an issue, and it's an issue. So I don't know. I think he can clean that up, but
I was telling my boys watching this game. I mean, the SC game was Saturday, you know what I'm saying, against Utah, and then we had the Falcons game on Sunday. And I'm like, I'm telling my boys on Twitter, I'm like, man, the Falcons out here tackling like that, just like that USC out here, dog, because it was horrible.
Yeah.
The tackling was horrible for me on Saturday and Sunday. So,
yeah. And for Pease being who he is, you know, it's just like, what's going on, man? Did y'all not know you had a game?
Right. I mean, did they think that this was two hand touch?
Exactly. It was like, come on, Dean. No, you're experienced, man.
Like, you wrap up. And I saw a lot of the problem was that they were going for the ball instead of wrapping up.
Right. Exactly. Interesting, interesting. And all right, let's talk about just the offense in general. Well, let's start with the offensive line. How do you think they've been so far up into the bye right now?
Offensive line, it's been decent. They need work, but Lindstrom has been A1.
Right.
Lindstrom has been balling his butt off. He's been good. I mean, we can use another, you know what I'm saying, another guard and center, but other than that, I think Lindstrom has been the key point in that offensive line.
Yeah. No, I agree. I mean, Caleb, it's kind of been missing in action, but Caleb McGarry, but definitely Lindstrom. And it's interesting, man. I was watching the game Sunday. They showed that stat that the Falcons have been the least penalized team as far as having penalties this season. And as soon as he said that, Jake Matthews, who we thought was solid, had two costly penalties. But I'm not worried about Jake. Jake's been here for a long time. I'm not worried about him. I think that's just something that just happened because
Jake's been here for a while, but he's been here for a little too long. So I mean, him being replaced is on the horizon.
Yeah, I give him probably another season before they replace him. But overall, is it that the line has gotten better, or is it that Mariota had wheels, he can get out of the way instead of stay in the pocket like Matt and take a hit?
I'm just not happy with Mariota. I just, every time he's on the field, it's just it hurts my soul to see him put on a helmet and run onto that field every week.
Yeah. I mean, I want to like Mariota, man. I wanted to like
him. Not anymore. I don't like him.
I mean, I personally like him, but I don't think he needs to be our quarterback anymore. Definitely.
No. I mean, dude just went to the Rams. He came from Cleveland to Carolina. What's his name?
From Carolina as quarterback. Mayfield.
Mayfield just.
Yeah,
signed with the Rams. So yeah. I mean, at this point, I would take him. I would take Baker Mayfield over Marcus Mariota. I would take Rush, the backup quarterback in Dallas, over Marcus Mariota.
Would you take Taysom Hill?
I would take Taysom Hill over Marcus Mariota. I would take Crab Legs over Marcus Mariota. Rock, I would even take you over Marcus Mariota.
I don't know if that's a compliment or not.
pain everywhere.
You're just talking about crab legs.
Yeah, just pain. It was pain everywhere.
But
pain everywhere. Watching that game was just pain everywhere, man.
It was pain, man. Pain everywhere. That sums up this especially this last game. But I wouldn't take Baker over. I'd rather deal with what we have with Ritter and Marcus over Baker Mayfield.
And the cool thing about it is during that game against Pittsburgh, I'm sitting there and I'm texting my boy. I'm like, all right, now I would trust in Matt in making that drive going for the touchdown. Mm-hmm. And as soon as I finished sending that text, I said I would take Matt Ryan over Marcus Mariota trying to go down the field and make this drive. As soon as I hit send, he throws a pick.
Yep.
Yeah. I said, oh Lord.
Yeah.
Help us.
Yeah, man. This is tough. And you saw it coming.
Yeah.
For one, for us being in that position in the first place, it's like, you know, I don't, we can call it bad clock management.
That's bad quarterback play. Point blank, period.
Did you really think Marcus is going to throw like a 90-yard bomb to get us down the field in like less than a minute?
I think we had like a minute 12 or something like that.
No, it was under a minute, I thought.
Well, it was under. I thought it was just a little bit over a minute, but you know, I could be wrong. But it was just they could have made something happen, but instead it's just a pick.
Yeah.
And it seemed like Bird is his choice wide out to go to.
Right.
You know, when you got Drake there, 6'4", you got Amadeus Zaccheaus, 6'2".
Yeah.
You know, it's just.
And that's another thing, man. It just seems like our coach has an issue utilizing his weapons. I mean, we saw the whole thing with Kyle Pitts. And when he finally decides to use Kyle Pitts, Kyle gets injured and is out for the rest of the damn season. But it's like, why are you waiting when everyone else sees that, you know, dude, you have this person. Why aren't you doing this? Why aren't you doing that? It's not just, I mean, it is armchair coaching, but you know.
Yeah, but the coach can do so much. It's about Marcus knowing how to read the defense, using his eyes to pull safeties, out of zones so he can throw it to the open receiver. It's just Marcus Murray's bad decision making. Like I said before, from the time he threw that ball off his ass, he needed to be on his ass on the bench.
Yeah, I mean, I hear you with that. But, you know, we knew that coming in when it was announced.
When we first announced that, you know what I'm saying, that he signed Marcus Mariota, he's coming into play, I had hope. I'm like, okay, maybe he's learned enough sitting behind, you know, people like David Carr and, you know what I'm saying, being benched. But now it's just like, he needs to be out of the league. He needs to be gone. Like, once he gets cut from here, I don't want to see him ever again.
That's a little harsh.
it makes me hate Oregon players that much more.
Yeah, just pain. It was pain everywhere.
All right, but I don't think he's that bad, man. I think he's a solid backup guy.
Situation. No, he's not.
Dude, he won us some games. Now, he didn't. We won inside of him.
The defense won us some games. You seen that pass he overthrew Pitts a couple weeks ago? He overthrew Pitts by 10 yards. How do you overthrow a six foot six tight end?
But I guess I was just impressed with his ability to run and extend.
That's all he got. That's all he got.
But it helped us, man. It helped us in situations to get the thing going.
But,
you know.
But if he knew how to throw the ball, it helped us even more.
I know. I totally agree with that. If he could throw the ball, man, he would be a dangerous quarterback. He would be.
I'm ready for Ritter. I'm done with Marcus. I want to see what we have in this young man on the bench. I want to see what we have in Ritter. And I think the way and they've praised Ritter so much about knowing the game, and he's learning the game a lot faster than normal rookies his age and blah, blah, blah. I just want to see him on the field and see how he does.
Right.
Give him some time. It's do or die. I mean, either you're going to tank for the draft picks or make a push to make the playoffs.
I mean, I think, like you said, if he was going to do this, he should have did it about 4 games ago, or at least, you know, after the
Carolina game. I'm going to say like 5 or 6 games ago, like seriously.
But, you know, at this point, you know, I'm not really excited about any kind of push that we're going to possibly could do better, you know?
I'm already focused on the offseason.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to free agency.
Yeah. But we needed to see what Ritter could do. And he should have had him in there by now just to see. It's not like, you know, he could have him in a few snaps and then pull him and put Marcus back in, but he didn't even do that at all.
Well, I mean, during games, I don't agree with that completely, because once you put a player in and you pull them out, you damage their ego, their self. You know what I'm saying? It's just it goes down once they're in and they're out. Now, if it was part of a scheme to where he understood that he'll be coming in 5-6 plays and then come out and then come back in for another 3-4 plays, then fine. But if you put him in, he does bad, you pull him out. So now you're fucking with his confidence.
I mean, you can look at it like that, but I was thinking more since he knows, you know, he's still the rookie, and he knows that, you know,
There's a veteran ahead of coming there thinking they know it all, and they just got what it takes to go far. And then you put a player like that in who has that confidence, because I've seen Ritter in preseason. He has that confidence to where I got this, I can handle it. But you put him in, it don't go well, and then you pull him out. It kind of fucks up the chemistry to the whole offense as well.
I agree with that. If you're just putting him in just to put him in, but if you putting him in, I mean, the reason that he would have put him in anyway is because Marcus is screwing up.
So, I mean, if that was the case, he should have did it a long time ago.
No, that's true.
But I give it to him. If he makes the switch now and say, okay, Ritter is the guy from here to the end of the season, right, no matter what, then fine.
Yeah,
give this young man a chance to see what you have in him. If not, you can use him as trade capital.
Yeah, I think we're there now. You know.
Oh yeah, we've been there. We were there like 2-3 weeks ago.
No, but I think it's official now. I mean, they hadn't come out, but I think it's official.
It's got to be absolute because everybody saw the horrible play.
Yeah, and what a better time to do it now.
Yeah, you know? I mean, it's, you know. Yeah.
He has about what, 2 weeks to get prepared.
Yeah.
So
yeah, let him run with the ones.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you know, I know Arthur didn't want to do it, man. He was trying to ride or die with
Marcus forced his hand and good riddance. And I hope that was the last time we will see Marcus on that field.
But you know,
wearing the Falcons jersey.
But yeah, but there's still no guarantees with Ritter. I mean, something can happen with Ritter, and we had to put Marcus back in.
Ritter, God forbid, knock on wood, Ritter gets hurt or something.
Right.
But other than that, I don't want to see Marcus Mariota back out there anymore. It's just no.
Yeah, I think the majority of the fan base feels the exact same way. So come on, Ritter, man. This is your time. Hey, you're up, man. So, and you've seen the spotlight. You seen the fan base, bring it,
man! Please, like, it's just I'm so over Marcus. Like, I'm screaming at the TV. Like, I went horse one weekend.
Yeah.
Like, Mark, what are you doing? Like, it's just like, what are you doing? I don't get it.
Yeah, you know what his answer would be? He's like, hey, I am what I am, baby. You knew that.
Well, if you are what you are, then you need to be a bench warmer. That's what you are.
He's like, hey, I'll be that. Just keep those checks coming. So I heard, though, if we cut him, that we have to pay him about, what was that? I heard it. They were talking about it. It's a lot of money if we cut him. I think it's, we have to pay him around the range of 14 if we cut him, something like that.
He only signed a 2-year deal.
No. You're right. No, if we cut him, it's $2 million. But if we don't cut him and keep him, it was something that is a lot more than that. So
yeah, I think he signed a 2-year deal, so he can sit that last year off. You know, right. that next year of him on the damn bench.
Yeah. Exactly. And I think that's what the plan is, you know?
Either they get a quarterback through free agency, which I don't see anybody, I mean, other than Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah.
I don't see any other quarterback going to free agency that's going to want to come to Atlanta.
Right.
Well, and then somebody who's well known and can play well. So.
Right. Do you think they'll pick in the draft, though? What do you think in the draft? Think they'll look for something else,
and that's hard to say right now, because I think they do want to take a look at Ritter and right. see what they have with him.
Oh yeah,
but I think the main concern in the draft should be pass rush.
Yeah, that's another issue. Why we still haven't gotten that?
It's all about the personnel. It's the personnel. The plays are there. They're getting to the quarterback. They have the hurries, and you know what I'm saying, they're pushing the guy out the pocket. But it's just, Grady needs help. I've been watching these last few games, and Grady is double teamed on almost every play.
Yeah, he is. He totally is, man. And He definitely needs more help than what he's getting. But
the young guy, I like him.
Who's that?
I forget. I'll summon you or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
I like him. He has what it takes to become a good pass rusher, and with Grady helping him along, I think that'd be perfect. We need a deeper linebacker core.
Yeah.
Oliver, I don't know.
Isaiah.
Yeah, Oliver. He's come along. He's gotten better.
He's injury prone, man. He's become an injury prone.
Yeah, he's gotten better. They need another slot corner.
They need to give someone to work with AJ.
Hayward, I don't like Hayward. Yeah. We need another slot corner.
Yeah.
And
because AJ's a beast.
AJ's hands down is probably one of the best corners in the league. He's one of the most underrated corners in the game.
I would get his jersey.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna get AJ. I'm going this year. I'm going AJ Drake.
Right.
Because I always get one offense, one defense.
Right.
And then I probably later on in the year I'm going Pitts and Grady.
Let's talk about Pitts for a minute, man. All right. I mean, I know it's Marcus and his decision making with Smith, but Pitts, you know, he hasn't been, you know, overwhelming so far, but that could be just because he hadn't been targeted as much.
That's exactly what it is.
So, but they did start targeting him and he got injured, but I don't know. I'm just feeling like, I don't know, man. I'm not saying he's not a great player. When he's out there, he's a monster, but I don't know, man. I'm getting a little worried as far as, you know, going forward, because even up to that point before he got injured, you know, I thought he would be having more of an impact. And I know it's up to Marcus to get him the ball. I'm not writing him off.
I mean, you got to look at it last year when we had Matt.
Yeah.
Matt, he had the second most yards as a rookie tight end since Mike Ditka.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, he almost passed Mike Ditka for the most yards as a rookie tight end. So the ability is there. It's right. The quarterback play that's limited him this season.
Okay.
And you've seen the growth. Like, you've seen where he was last year, and now you got a quarterback who can't hit the broad side of a barn door.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
it water if he was in a goddamn boat and fell out.
He couldn't hit the ground with a rock if he threw it in the air. Like, right. I mean, seriously.
So
I don't question the wide receivers. I don't question the tight end, because we've seen what they can do. Now, even with Drake having to deal with Marcus, you've seen what Drake can do in that short amount of time. So we get a decent sized quarterback. Our receiving core is there.
Right.
That's without a doubt. I mean, the receiving core is there. Drake, Pitts, OZ, and, you know, Bird, which, like I said, I'm still iffy on Bird. But
I hear you. I mean, I'm still for maybe drafting another wide receiver in the draft if one pops up. I'm not against that.
But if you're going to go wide receiver, then you want to get the best wide receiver. So, which means it has to be a first round pick.
Not necessarily. No, I mean, you know, we're good with Drake as our number one.
I mean, you can probably pick up a decent third, fourth rounder.
Right.
But my main concern is I want a premier number one pass rushing defensive end.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I need to see a Von Miller, a Jamar Chase, you know, it was Micah Parsons on this team.
Yeah,
I need somebody like that on this team, because with that and Grady Jarrett, then a good linebacker, a DN, D tackle, and a linebacker, then you have a solid defense because you have AJ on the corner. You put AJ on your best wideout, and you have a solid defense just like that.
Eric, you sound like you want some of them Georgia boys out there, man. You know, they're grabbing up quarterbacks like they're babies and throwing up the number one sign.
I don't know about that.
Did you see the last game?
I saw the LSU game. I saw the LSU game. But LSU, we all know LSU is garbage. Just like their pro team. So, you know.
Hey, man, Georgia's starting. The recruiting is surpassing Alabama. You heard
Deion going to Colorado, boy.
Yeah, we'll see.
Deion went to Colorado. So, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be major recruiting. Come out that Pac-12.
You think Deion can?
Deion is going to snatch some major recruits from the SEC. I guarantee it.
Really? All right, y'all heard this.
He's going to snatch some recruits out the SEC. You've got kids now who committed to Jackson are going to Colorado. Just to play for Coach Prime. Colorado won 2-3 games last season, this season.
Right.
So it's what he's going to be able to do with that team this year. If the team wins 5 or more games, be prepared to a lot of these recruits that have planned to go to the SEC now start going to the Pac-12.
Whoa, that's a big order there, man. That's a big prediction there, man. But
you saw what he did with Jackson.
Okay.
In just 2 years.
Right. But I mean, you know, this is the SEC, man.
I know. He took Jackson, a small school, and made them a contender in the HBC leagues. Like, they're one of those teams that it's like, okay, if you wanted to play ball and you want to go to a black college, then you went to Jackson.
Right. So, I hear you, man. I hear you.
And, so now he's going to a bigger school,
right?
That gets the media attention. So if he can transform that team in a year or two, a lot of players are going to want to go to the Pac-12.
We'll see, man. I mean, I hear you.
No, don't get me wrong. Alabama, LSU, Clemson, they'll still get their boys.
Georgia,
they'll still get their boys. But a lot of them are going to jump, are going to switch up.
I mean, well, number one, you know, there are a lot of talented kids out here in high school and all that, and they all can't go to the SEC. So
no.
It's going to be up to Deion to get some there. And you know,
because I mean, let's be real. The main goal, if you're playing ball in college, is to go pro. If you're serious about it,
right?
You want to go pro, and it pissed me off because a lot of these players don't know Prime for being prime time. They just know him as the coach or the guy from ESPN, or the NFL channel. So they don't really know what Deion can do for you.
That's the thing. And these young kids, man, they're all about now. And that's all they're seeing is Georgia, Alabama, you know, SEC. That's all they're seeing. They were like, you know, that's where I want to go.
Jackson went undefeated. Don't forget that. Jackson went undefeated.
All right.
They won their game against Grambling, and they destroyed Grambling.
I hear that. I mean,
so, and that's all because of Coach Prime. They wouldn't doing that before.
No, I'm not taking DN's ability to turn it around like that. I'm just thinking, can he convince people who all their life have been, because dude, down here in the South, the shit's real when it comes to college football. It's like inbred it. Look, tonight we may have a fucking SEC football player in the Senate who shouldn't be there, and it's so close because he went to Georgia. many years ago.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell they're doing if they elect Herschel. I just, bro. Okay. I'm not even gonna go there.
I'm with you on that though. Just to put that out.
Yeah, I mean that's just no.
It's embarrassing.
It is. but I'm saying as far as the recruiting goes, he's going to be able to recruit a lot of good players,
right?
And a lot of those players would have probably went to Alabama, LSU, Auburn, you know, Georgia, Clemson, you know. So the whole SEC, there's a lot of players who would have went there,
right?
But because he took a lot of players that were going to Alabama and Georgia, and they switched up and came to Jackson.
Right.
So now that he's in Colorado, they're going to do the same thing. They're going to switch up. I'm like, oh, okay, I'm not going to Jackson no more. I'm going to Colorado.
Well, I'll put it like this. I'll give Deion his you know, his lineage, whatever, his reputation, his past, his expertise, his celebrity, his skills to go to Colorado. I saw the tape, what he was telling those kids. And that was definitely a good start. I think it's going to be a while before they become a real contender, but I do think that it will definitely be a positive thing, especially for the West Coast to have him there.
You know? I give him this season, mm-hmm. and then the season after that, watch out.
So you're just going to give him one season and he's going to be on?
I think right now he's bringing over, like he said in the video, he's bringing a lot of people with him, a lot of players. So, and he told him, like, if you want your starting spot,
right,
jump in the portal.
Yeah, that's been making a...
You know, yeah. jump in the portal, because he's bringing the players that's going to lock down their position.
But it's still Deion Sanders, man. It's still prime time, man. He likes to, you know, he's a showman, is what I'm saying.
I understand, but he showed you what he can do with Jackson.
I'm not knocking that.
No, but I know, but it's not like saying like he's never coached before and now he's going to start coaching.
But even what he did with Jackson, they still weren't contenders to go against LSU, Clemson.
Because of that division that they're in, because it's the HSBCC. But now that he's coming to the Pac-12, so now you're going to see him going up against Stanford, Oregon, SC. You know what I'm saying? So he's gonna try to make his point.
Oregon alone, do you think he can go up, take Colorado to stand up against Oregon?
Not in this one year, but I give him like. Not this coming, like next football season, 2024 season.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're going to be a team that you're going to have to deal with, because and then in those 2 years, a lot of the players from the Pac-12 have already gone pro. You know what I'm saying? So we have our recruiting that has to keep up.
But right.
I think he's going to attract a lot of talent being at a bigger school now.
Okay. All right. I mean, totally. He's definitely just like you said earlier, being who he is. He's definitely going to attract some talent. But
I mean, you keep saying who he is, like it's just his name.
His ability is as well. I'm just saying.
His ability to coach. He's proven that he can coach.
But like you said earlier, though, a lot of those kids don't know who the hell he is, even as a coach.
I know. I'm saying as far as him being a football player, as far as being a football player, a lot of those kids don't know who prime time really is.
Right.
And so that they just see him as the guy on TV. They see him as the guy from, you know, CBS and the NFL Network and shit. But as far as a coach, he's proven he can coach, because he took Jackson from a nobody to an undefeated team. He's proven that. And the fact that now he's going to Colorado just gives him a bigger stage to do it on, because Colorado games are now televised.
Well, we got Q in the house, everybody. Q just popped in. What's up, Q?
What's up, man? Fellas?
Harris? What's going on?
What's up, man?
Hey, man. So we're just talking.
Hey, y'all talking a little Dion talk.
Yeah, man. You want to jump in on it a little bit?
Well, I was personally hoping that Dion would go to Georgia Tech, but somebody pointed out to me he needed to go to a college where there were no expectations, like Colorado, where he could just build it up from the ground up. Whereas if he went to Georgia Tech would be like, well, we should be Georgia next year. So.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what I'm saying. He's going to take that because Colorado won two games this season. I think 2 to 3 games. So it's not very much expectation that he's going to do with that team. But I think if he could take them to a 5-6 win team, then they're going to be something to look at, because then they're just going to get a whole lot better after that.
Yeah, I mean, dude only lost 5 games in 3 years. I mean, that's pretty damn impressive for a first-year head coach.
Yeah. And so, and I mean, like you said in the video, like in Colorado, they have a better facility. You know, they have a better weight room area and the attendance in the schools and classrooms. It's just better. You know what I'm saying? And being up in Colorado, like you said, it's a nice neighborhood. You don't have to worry about getting shot in Colorado.
They don't shoot them in Colorado.
Yeah, no. They shoot them in Colorado. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, it's not like down in Jackson. You know, it's not down in Jackson, Mississippi.
Hold on. You're talking about keeping it sexy in the neck of the woods, man. That's where keeping it sexy is from, Jackson.
Hey, I'm surprised you made it out of there.
He left in the 80s, so. It wasn't as bad.
Yeah, so I mean, you know what I'm saying? So that's what he's talking about. You got kids who don't have to worry about certain things being in Colorado, and they can focus on just on football. Just like he said, right. If you don't want this,
right,
jump in the portal, because I'm going to find somebody to replace you. He's going to try to take that team to be one of the top teams in the Pac-12.
Indeed. So Q, before we were talking about Dion and college stuff, me and Aries were just talking about where the team is right now with the bye. It's Ritter time. What's your thoughts on so far, man? What's going on with this team? I'm pretty sure you know it's Ritter time, right?
Yeah, man, it's Ritter time. It's been Ritter time for at least the past couple weeks.
It's been Ritter time for the last month. Let's be real.
I agree, but I bought into the whole Mariota thing. Let's see what happens. And now we're getting towards the end of the season. I mean, what do we got, like 5, 6 or 7 games left? I mean, we're getting
towards the end of the season. I mean, and the playoffs are still in sight. They just have to win. They have to win out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you win this division, you go to the playoffs. I don't know about a wild card, but you definitely, you know, win this division, which is, you know, Tampa Bay, I believe, after last night's win, is only 2 games ahead of you. So, I mean, you still got plenty of time. And Tampa Bay still has a really tough schedule ahead of them, they showed on ESPN. So, you know, it's a lot easier.
Like I said, our last game is against Tampa Bay, and that game is going to be for the division.
It could come down to that. I definitely agree. But we got to handle our business. We got to see what Ritter can do.
Right.
Hopefully he can play. You know, hopefully, you know, he's been sitting there getting mentored by Marcus Mariota. So hopefully he's picked up.
I don't think he's getting mentored by Marcus.
Well, I hope not, but I hope.
He's watching Marcus and he's learning what not to do.
That's what I was about to say. I'm hoping he's learning from his mistakes.
Right.
And I hope he can play. I said, give him a shot now while we got enough time to see. I mean, you know, what do we got? 5 or 6, 6 or 7 games left. That's enough time to see what he can do.
Right.
If he's going to get benched, he's going to get benched. Before the end of the year, the Falcons are still trying to win this division. So if he comes in and he lays a goose egg, you know, he's only going to get like maybe 3 chances. So let's see what he can do. And if he can play, he can play. And that's great. And if he can't play, then let us know that he can't play so that we can go into the draft and find somebody that can play, you know, like a Bryce Young, or somebody who, you know, who knows, but
yeah, that's where I'm at. I'm like, let him ride this season out. Just put him in just to see what you have in the guy. Yeah. Just to see what you have in the kid. And then if he's not it, then you look towards the draft or free agency.
And I think this team is only a quarterback away from winning more games. I mean, look at how many Mariota blew.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you take away those games that he just blew, you know, take away the early in the season, the two games where he fumbled snaps on crucial drives.
Right.
I mean, you know, we could be a team right now with three more wins and leading the division right now. So, and it all, you know, it all falls back on Mariota. He's done a really good job at all. And, I think this is time to go in another direction, see what we got.
He's a dumpster fire. Let's just be real. He's a dumpster fire.
He's a dumpster fire. But
well, like I had faith in this dude because somebody on the podcast said, oh, he's learning from David.
I try to give a man the benefit of the doubt.
I'm just making sure you remember that.
I try to give a man the benefit of the doubt. I'm like, look, maybe he's learned something because you were so quick to dog him. And I want to give him his chance. So I held on and to believe that he was a better person, a better quarterback, and he proved me wrong. So there you go.
And you see what happened, Aries? It was
just pain. It was pain everywhere.
Yeah, man.
Exactly. That dude ain't starting anywhere either right now.
No, he lost his job to Andy Dalton.
Yeah. Andy damn Dalton. So
he lost his job to the Red Rider. Red Rider beat the gun.
Yeah. Yeah, he did. Yeah, man. I mean, you know. It's definitely it's time for Ritter time. Let me ask you guys this, man. If we say I don't think we all had a lot of hopes of making it to the playoffs. But as the games went on earlier, it looked like we may actually have a chance.
No, we definitely still have a chance. Yeah.
But I mean, it's not guaranteed. But I mean, it depends if he makes the switch. We're not going to know. And well. I'm sure they already know, but we're probably not going to know until Monday.
That man better not stop being stupid.
That was my question. If we don't make it, is it Arthur Smith's fault?
Yes.
No.
If he does not play Ritter, if he does not give Ritter a chance to see what he has, and he brings Marcus, Mariota back on that field, it is Arthur Smith's fault.
Why do you say no?
I heard the opposite. I heard the absolute opposite on 92.9 The Game and a couple other stations I listened to. And right now they're saying we can go ahead and go with Mariota for the rest of the year. But Arthur Smith has proven enough to where he's actually up for a contract extension, to tell you the truth. I don't agree with that. I'm just regenerating something that I heard. But it doesn't surprise me. I mean,
they're idiots.
Arthur is up for a contract renewal, is what you said, Q?
They're saying that, he could be extended. You know, a lot of people were saying that he should be fired. But, they were saying in reality, he should be extended and given more time.
I just don't believe in firing a coach after 2 years.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. And look at how much time we gave Dan Q. And now they're saying Dan Q is probably going to have a head coaching job next season with the job he's doing with the Cowboys right now.
And outside of Marcus, I mean, Arthur Smith has improved this team. We've all seen the improvements. I'm not saying it's great improvements, but he's improved it better than what Quinn has.
And I'm going to say something on top of that.
Go ahead.
Marcus Mariota was a great idea to bring in.
Right.
And in some ways, it could have worked. But Marcus is just making bad decisions that have nothing to do with Arthur Smith.
Right.
I feel like Arthur's putting him in the right place. He's only thrown the ball a minimum amount of times in the 20s.
Mm-hmm.
Run game is strong, just like it was in Tennessee. He's putting this dude in a situation to win, but you got a boneheaded dude. I mean, we basically have the white Jameis Winston out there right now. He's just making boneheaded decisions, and I don't know what was up with a couple fumbles. The butt fumbles.
Hey, that's my boy ATL Will.
Oh, yeah. That was one of the questions that I was going to talk about.
ATL Will was also a vid maker on YouTube. We were, you know what I'm saying, part of the same squad. Because he was a Falcons fan, yes.
Well, here, I'll go to... Well, initially, I wanted to talk about this at our open discussion. He posted something, and someone else talked about his tweet, and it was like, his takeaways from Sunday's game. One, he says, I think Ritter has a great shot of starting in 2 weeks. We all kind of know that. Then he said, Dean Pease might not be the DC next season. Well, I think he will be. What do you think, Q? I think me and Aries talked about this, but anybody can weigh in on it.
It's going to come down to if he wants to, because of his age.
We've lost a lot of close games, and those close games we lost were not on the defense. They were truly on the offense, and a lot of them were truly on Marcus Mariota.
Right. And would you say, Aries, about his age?
I think because on how old he is going to determine whether he wants to come back for another year or not. And I don't think they're going to fire him. It's going to be whether he wants to come back.
Okay. I agree with both of that. I think it's going to be on him. I'm not hating on him, what he's done since he's been here. I think I'm leaning more to what you said, Aries. It's his age and dealing with all this shit. And then he's got to be what, in his 70s?
He's like 71.
So if he was the head coach in the league, he'd be the oldest head coach in the league, is what you're telling me.
I mean, he came out of retirement to coach our defense.
Yeah.
And he's not doing that bad of a job.
Exactly. He's not doing that bad of a job. We've had worse. I don't think he's doing bad. I don't think, you know, people will call him for his head.
He's better than Quinn.
Yeah, I was about to say he's better than Quinn. And Quinn has a defensive coordinating job on a major team that's winning games right now.
And then ATL Will said, Drake London is the wide receiver number one of the future and has that dog in him.
Yep.
3,000% agree. What about you, Q? Our number one receiver, Drake London.
I like Drake. I like Kyle Pitts. But the one thing that kind of disappointed me is Odell Beckham Jr. is running around doing interviews with every team in the league that'll take an interview. And I'm kind of like, well, why are we not interviewing this dude?
No. He's taking interviews with teams that are contenders.
Okay. That is true.
He's going to the Cowboys and he's going to the Jets. I mean, the Giants. He's looking at teams that he can go and maybe help win a championship like he did in L.A.
But I promise you right now, the Giants and the Cowboys are teams that will lose either in their first playoff game or their second playoff game. They are not going to a Super Bowl.
I mean, we already know that, but you got to think if they had somebody like Odell and he stays healthy in the playoffs, that could change their whole offense.
I hear what you're saying. I just don't believe in Dak Prescott that much.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. And his last thing he said, his takeaway was Arthur Smith is fed up with just about everyone. Well, we're fed up with him too. So
I'm fed up with.
I mean, if Arthur Smith was that Martin fed up, he could make some changes throughout the year. I mean, what are we at? Over 2 months into the season, he could have made some changes. Exactly. Now he's just now making some changes after this last loss, and people are really getting upset. Now he's like, oh, well, I know. I saw the AJC. His quote was, every position is up for grabs over this next week and a half. So I guess, you know, he's going to evaluate this week and the bye week and everything. And then, you know, I guess when we hit the field in 2 weeks from now or whatever, I guess, you know, it's supposed to be only people that have really earned their spot or earned their job. But, I mean, we've heard that a million times from everyone.
It's only one position that he needs to evaluate.
Yeah, and I agree, too. Instead of him saying that, he's
speaking his bullshit. Over there on them comments, I doubt they even watch football like they're supposed to.
Oh, you're reading the comments.
Our defensive schemes is a lot better than what we had last year. They're a really good defense. I mean, they're not the best defense, but they're a good defense.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. agree.
And I that's what I'm saying. Like the horror, when you say horrible, I mean, when you say terrible, like I'm thinking, you know what I'm saying? Like, what kind of defense are you looking at? What are you comparing them to? Are you comparing them to San Francisco?
He's a Texas fan.
Yeah. And there was one more man that I saw. I don't know if you know this guy, Aries, but Ian Hartz. He said the lowest percentage of targets deemed catchable this season by professional football is we're last as
far. I wouldn't doubt it.
At 71.5% catchable passes.
Like I said, I'm in this Twitter chat with a bunch of my YouTube friends, and you know, dude was telling me, he was like, Mike Jones, it was a Patriots fan, and said Mike Jones got 200 and some yards in the first half. I said, damn, that would have took Marcus Mariota 2 weeks to get that many yards.
Yeah. So I mean, yeah, I think we're done seeing Marcus unless something bad happens.
Yeah, like I said, it's the offense, it's the QB one position. It's not the running. It's not the running backs. It's not the receivers. It's not even the front line. Like a lot of times in the past, it was the front line because the front line was horrible. It's not even the front line. The front line is doing a decent job. It's QB1 is the problem with this offense.
Yeah,
we have the weapons. We have the receivers. We have a decent things to run game. Front line is working. It's the quarterback.
And it's weird though because Marcus is helping out with that run game. I've seen him. Yeah. You know, quarterback design run plays.
Yeah.
He looks great. He's holding on to the ball. He's picking up yards. He looks great. But then it's like when it gets to crunch time and it comes time to drop back, I don't know if he's not good with taking the ball in the center or out of the shotgun or if there's something going on that we don't know about, that they know about, that they're trying to avoid, but there's something going on that we don't know about.
I heard when he dropped a couple of balls, I heard a couple of newscasters were saying that it's his nerves. This is his like third start in like a year and a half. And I'm like, come on. Like how long are you going to be?
Yeah.
It's I heard like, that too. Yeah.
What we're you know, I mean, how many are we in now this season?
Right. I mean, and see, Q, you said his you know, he can make moves with his feet, but so can Ritter. Ritter was doing that in Cincinnati.
He is. He's not. I would say Marcus is more athletic. I don't think he's as fast as Marcus. Marcus is pretty fast.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You need to go look at the tape, then. Pull up some of these games from Cincinnati and look at the tape. The boy can run.
I don't doubt it, but I'm just comparing it to, you know, Marcus has gotten out some shit, man, that has impressed me to the point where I was like, okay, I'm not mad at him, but
yeah, I agree.
You know, but I hadn't seen Ritter. I mean, outside of what he did in the preseason. So we'll
you need to go back. I mean, the boy was knocking over linebackers and the DBs. Like,
and I don't really care. I don't really think twice. You know, I always tell everybody, I don't really care what you do in the preseason. Because, you know, the preseason, right, one of those things, it's almost like the NFL All-Star game, you know, like everybody's playing not to get hurt. Everybody's playing to be safe.
No. You got people out there playing for a roster spot.
That's true.
Yeah.
You got people out there that are playing for a job. They literally are playing for a job.
For most of those people playing for the job, they're not second, on the team third right strings. Now. Yeah. They're either not on the team right now or they're second or third string. I hear you. But I'm saying,
Bartu and Wardlow. Prime example, Bartu and Wardlow.
Those are some good examples.
Were free agents after the draft. They brought them in and they end up starting. Like, they played all the preseason and they end up starting and did okay until it, you know, saying, until it wasn't.
But would they have a starting job if they were, you know, on the Dallas Cowboys or somewhere else in the league? I mean, I'm just saying it is what it is here.
It was the situation they were in. They played well enough to stay on the team. So that goes out for all the teams. There's somebody playing well enough to stay on that team.
No, I get you, but there's some teams where the defense is so good, guys like those, guys like them wouldn't stand a chance, you know what I mean?
I mean, well, it depends on the position that, yeah, that you're looking for. I mean, like, you know what I'm saying? When we had Julio Jones and Roddy White, we're not taking free agents, wide receiver. I'm like, okay, you can stay on the team. No, because we're on point here. So, but a lot of those players who played linebacker or left tackle or whatever played well enough to stay on the team. And that it was shown during preseason. Preseason is not it. The fact that most of them are second, third string players, so it's more of a relaxed feel. But on the field, they're playing hard. They're playing like it's just they're playing like they're in the regular season.
Maybe I watched too much hard. Maybe I watched too much Hard Knocks, but I see all these guys on Hard Knocks that are second and third and trying to make the team. And, you know, they're quick to point out the plays they miss and all and everything. So maybe I'm looking too much into it. But at the end of the day, this Falcons team could possibly win the division and could possibly go to the playoffs, believe it or not.
Right.
So
they could win a wild card depending on who they play.
Can they still win a wild card, though? I thought there was a couple of
teams. Depending on who they play. depending on who they would get.
I didn't even think the wild card was still in our favor at this point. I thought we had to win the division to make the playoffs at this point.
No, you win the division. It's pretty much like a wild card.
Well, okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah, unbelievably enough, we're still in it.
They're not the number one and even number two team in the NFC. So winning the division is a wild card.
I mean, it would have helped us out last night if the Stinky Town Saints would have.
Could it be Brady?
Yeah. I thought they had it, man.
I hung in there. I said, Brady's going to do what he do. And you know what came up with a clutch?
Yeah.
Mr. Julio Jones
came up with a clutch. Julio goddamn Jones, Mr. Hurt ass fucking ankle feet, whatever.
I think Julio's played like six games all year.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the other thing, too, that, you know, I think that's what's keeping us where we are right now. Could you imagine if they had, you know, Godwin, Evans, Julio, you know, even, you know, little Scotty Evans, you know, is doing his thing. Could you imagine if Brady had all of his weapons there? They probably would have won some games, but fortunately for us, there's been a lot of injuries on that wide receiver core for the Bucks.
And their front line isn't as good as it used to be.
Yeah,
just like I said, their front line isn't because they lost their center and they lost their tackle.
Yeah, well, I mean, that would happen. You know, any team that loses their center and their tackle is gonna struggle. But Fournette's been doing a great job when he's not injured of making up for that with the running game too. So, you know, if it does come down to that game, you know, you mentioned it 10 minutes ago, Aries. If it does come down to that game between the Falcons and the Bucks, oh man, I hope Ritter has a lot of snaps under his belt. And he's ready to go because. In order to beat that Tampa Bay team and beat Tom Brady,
come down to that game, that's saying that Ritter has already performed well enough to get us in that spot. Because right now we're out. So if Ritter comes in,
I don't think Ritter has to do anything special. If he can
better than Mariota,
exactly.
I think he can do blindfolded.
If he could be better than Mariota, not a few less turnovers. Yeah, I totally agree with what you're saying, Aries. I mean, yeah, we're definitely playing for the division.
I'm saying
we're definitely playing for the division, like Aries was saying. I mean, we just need somebody that can manage a game better than Marcus, because the coaching staff is already showing us they're not going to put too much pressure on his back. They're not going to have him throwing the ball 30 plus times a game.
No, because they
got an offensive strategy, right? And they've got an offensive strategy lined up to where it's not even called to do that. So, I mean, he just has to clear up some mistakes, some fumbles, some simple mistakes.
So if they open up the playbook for Ritter and give him more plays to where he's throwing the ball and he shows that he can throw the ball, then
If he shows he can throw the ball, we're cooking with bacon grease.
Yeah,
I don't even want him to throw the ball right now.
I mean, he can throw the ball. I mean, you've seen it in preseason, like his accuracy.
Preseason, dog.
No, but when you're watching preseason, you're not looking for the big plays, the 50-yard bomb down the field. What you're looking for is his accuracy, his footwork, how he reads the defense, because it's the same thing. Across the league, defensive coordinators are trying to get the sack. So and trying to get the pick. If he can read a defense and make his throws, because I've seen the Jets game, that Jets game, he's throwing accurate. The Seattle game, he's throwing accurate. Like he's dropping dimes. And regardless, preseason or not, he's throwing the ball well. Just because it's preseason doesn't make the ball any less accurate.
Yeah, but they got to protect him. They got to,
protect him. Yeah. The moving parts now.
Yeah, they're coming at him.
Starters.
Yeah,
starters coming at him. So you're saying they're not coming at him in preseason?
Not the starters.
Not
the starters, but they are coming at him.
Yeah, but not the starters, though, man. Not the star guys. I mean, it's a difference between the guys who try to make the team and the starters that are on the team. And he hadn't experienced that. I'm not taking anything away from Ritter, but I'm saying it's going to be a different situation. And but I think, like what Q said, if he can manage the game better than manage the game and not throw picks and overthrow people like Mariota has,
fumble unnecessarily.
Right. I think the running game and CP along with him
was going to get us there.
Yeah, that's what's carried Marcus this far, man. It's Cordell Patterson in the running game.
Exactly what's carried him this far.
I think Ritter is a much better passer than Marcus right now.
I think he's a much better passer than Marcus right now
because of what I've seen in preseason. His accuracy and his knowledge to read a defense and his check down. Like, he goes through his progression. You see him check his 1, 2, 3, and then if not, he runs or dumps it off. I've seen him do that.
Yeah, because you have time to do that in the preseason. Hey, listen. I don't care what he did in the preseason. I want to see what he does next week in the game.
It was pain everywhere.
Man, you better stop.
It's going to be pain.
That's not because it was preseason. No.
No, I get you. I get. Yeah.
Hope this brother doesn't come out and lay a goose egg.
How many times have you seen Marcus Mariota this season? How many times have you seen Marcus Mariota sit there in the pocket and not throw the ball and then run off and get sacked?
Let me say this. There's a good chance that Ritter can come in the next game and he can lose both of them. But there's also a good chance that Tampa Bay could lose their next two games too, because they're playing teams that are well above 500, if I'm not mistaken.
And it's also a good chance that I can win the lottery. What's the point?
No, there's a better chance that Ritter could blow it, and the Tampa Bay could blow it. Are we going to be calling for Marcus back again? Give us Marcus back again. Oh,
nope.
Tampa Bay just lost two games. So we still got a chance to win this division.
Marcus, to me, in my eyes, Marcus is done. There's nothing he can do to get back on that field because it was just like you said, his decision making and the way he throws that ball to overthrow Pitts and London when they're wide open is unacceptable. As an NFL player, that is unacceptable. To overthrow wide open receivers like that.
It's been unacceptable for a while.
Yeah, and you know who told you he wasn't going to do a great job? I told you this, Aries, back before the season even got started. I told you there's a reason we got this guy so easily. There's a reason this guy's been on the bench since 2019. You know, and you were like, well, he was studying on David Carr and all this and all that.
What I was saying is that the reason he was been on the bench, if you have David Carr and Marcus Mariota, who are you starting?
No, I get that.
Okay, so that's why he's been on the bench. He came to a team that needed a starting quarterback. He has been a starting quarterback. That was the reason why he came here. It was nobody for him to compete against. It was given to him.
That was the point you made back before the season started, or right around the season started. And the point I made was the only reason this dude has a starting job in the NFL right now is because Arthur Smith was desperate. He needed a quarterback that knew his system, and that was the next man up. And he found that, and he just went and said, "Hey, come, let me give you a second chance." And that's why we ended up with Marcus Mariota. He was a guy that knew the system, and Arthur Smith was desperate. There was nobody else in the league that he could
had nobody to compete against. See, but I'm saying because he's been out so long is because he went to a team like the Oakland Raiders at the time, and you got David Carr, who's proven to be a decent quarterback. So yeah, put his ass on the bench because every team needs a backup. They picked up.
How long was he in Tennessee? How long did it take for Tannehill to steal his job and him never to regain it again?
Tannehill was the better quarterback.
If he knew the system and everything, you would think.
Tannehill was a better quarterback.
You at least would have thought it would have been a competition. Right, that's what I'm saying. Tannehill was a better quarterback. David Carr was a better quarterback. That's why we ended up with Marcus Mariota.
And I'm not denying that, but that's what I've said all along. It's just he was the open spot.
Yeah.
You know, because you know, he, like I said, he drafted him when he was in Tennessee. He understood the system. I'm not denying that. I knew that's what it was. That's why he brought him here, because he was used to him.
He was used to him, and he was also the guy who benched him.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. You know. And so it's
and that was the point I was making. He benched him, and he never got another shot after that. He never even started another game after that.
Because when you bench a guy, you're benching him for the better player. He lost
his job, and they were over him. They were done.
But that goes anywhere in the league. If you bench a player, he's pretty much done.
So why bring him back 3-4 years later to the Falcons?
Because the exact same thing I said. He hoped that he had learned something in his time away, and he came out, and it came out just like you said, to give him a second chance.
And so everybody was wrong on that bet then.
Yeah, he was.
He was wrong. He was. That's why it took him. It's taking him this long to.
It's hard. It's hard to let go. It's so hard to say goodbye. I mean, you know, it's the whole thing.
And that's why he's so defensive in his press conferences up to that.
Yeah,
you know?
he's defending him like he's his own son. Like, dude, come on, let's keep it a buck. Like, the dude is trash. Get him out of here. Sit him down.
You know why it's so hard for him to admit that he's wrong?
Right.
He came in and his whole thing was the running game.
Yeah.
And the running game is pretty much where he thought it was going to be. And all he needed was a decent quarterback. And he thought, you know, I got a decent quarterback that can manage the game. And this run game is going to be, you know, it's not going to be Derrick Henry, but it's going to be pretty damn close to that. And we're going to get some yards on the ground. But now, you know, his running game is what it is. And I'm cool with the running game. I don't think there's anybody that's going to argue right now that the Falcons running game sucked, because it absolutely doesn't suck. It's the quarterback that sucked.
Yeah.
And instead of him, he just keeps trying and trying and trying. Now I think it's just time to say, all right, I got to let it go. I got to try something else before the season's over and see if I can get some more wins. Could you imagine in these next six, what do we got, six, seven games left? In these next six, seven games, if we could go 50-50, maybe, you know, one game over 500, that would be great. And that could also win us the division. But we got to make that change. We got to make it now. If Marcus Mariota shows up in 2 weeks from now, I'm done watching this team for the rest of the fucking season. I'm just over it.
And I think that's where we're at.
You know what? I think I'm right there with you. To be honest, I'm right there with you. Like, I'm pretty much had it with Marcus. You know, I was going to say something, and I lost train of thought.
What I'll say this: we only have four more games.
That's it. Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're five and eight.
So we got four games up. You're right.
We have the Saints next. Then we have Baltimore on Christmas Eve. And then by then we already know where we are. And then January 1, New Year's, we have Arizona and Tampa Bay.
Okay, it's like this. If we lose to the Saints, it's over.
Yep. Pretty much.
If we lose to the Saints, it's over.
Because if we lose to the Saints, have been playing pretty decent football.
Because those last three games and being three games back, there's no chance. The Bucs would have to lose their last remaining games. So if we lose to the Saints, then it's over.
Yeah. That's why some people are saying technically after Sunday, it's pretty much over. But, you know, mathematically, we still, you know.
Mathematically, if we lose to the Saints, we're out.
Yeah. Yeah. We can't lose any more games.
Nope.
Which actually started about maybe a week ago. But, you know. But, yeah, man. So that's what we are. And it's been interesting, you know.
Well, hang on a second, though. I mean, the Bucks still got they got the 49ers.
That's an L.
They got the Cincinnati Bengals.
They could win that, but that game is going to go 50-50.
They got the Arizona Cardinals.
That's a win.
And they got the last game. They got the Carolina Panthers.
Panthers.
They still got one more game than we do. They got five games left. We only got four. They got the Carolina Panthers, and then they got the Atlanta Falcons. I think they'll definitely get that win over Arizona and the Panthers. It might come down to the
Panthers can beat them. The Panthers have a better shot at beating them than the Arizona than
the Arizona Cardinals. I agree with that.
Yeah. So if they can lose to the Panthers and lose to us, that'd be something. Because San Fran, it's in San Francisco. That's a loss. That's the number one defense right now. It's the number one defense in the league.
Hmm. Yeah, they're at San Francisco. They get Cincinnati at home. Cincinnati game is a toss-up. They get Arizona at home. They got to go to Arizona. They get Carolina at home. I think they're going to take that one. But then they got to travel to the Falcons.
See, and the thing with Arizona, if everybody's healthy, if they have Zapuda, Watt, and you know what I'm saying, Hop, they can possibly win that, because that offense is very high powered. It's just their offensive line is not too reliable.
They're sitting at 4-8 right now, so I don't know if Arizona's going to be our savior.
Yeah. So I think it comes down to that Arizona game. If Arizona can win that game, we got a shot. But we also have to win out.
Yeah, pretty close to damn winning out. Maybe there might be some wiggle room to lose one more.
And that game,
winning out, is best case.
Because we're two games back.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I forgot they won last night. We're down two games back instead of one game back. You're right. Sorry about that. You're absolutely right, Aries. We got to win out. We got to win out.
Yep, after last night. to win out, man. So we didn't, like they were saying, we should have beat Pittsburgh, man. That just...
See, now, if Tampa took that L against us, what was that, week four? We should have beat them.
Somewhere around there, yeah.
Yeah, week five. Week five, we should have beat them that game because of that bullshit call.
Yep, thanks to Boger.
Yeah, but there's two more games we should have won if it wasn't for damn Marcus Mariota, including this including this week.
This week and the one before that.
Go back to our schedule, Rock.
Here, let me go back. All right.
We should actually really in reality be, you know, okay, let's say we only won two of those four games that we blew. Okay, we should at least be tied right now with Tampa Bay.
Now, week one and week two, we should have won.
Yeah.
We should have beat the Saints and the Rams. So now going to Seattle, win, Cleveland, win, we are 4-0. So, you know what I'm saying? That's 4-0. So then that Tampa game hits with that bullshit call. So now we're 5-0. Beat Frisco, that's 6-0. Cincinnati, okay, that's a loss. Carolina, we should have won that. Well, no, no, we did. But that Charger game, we should have won that game.
Yeah.
So that's 8-1 right now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So there's a lot of games. Marcus blew it for us, and then we had that call. But that Charger game, that Carolina game, and those two first games is all on Marcus.
And it hurts that much more if Ritter comes in and balls out. If Ritter comes in and balls out, it's like, oh shit, are you serious right now?
Yeah,
we could have been winning.
Yeah, yep. And that's going to hurt Arthur Smith right there, because you're like, dude, what the fuck are you doing?
It doesn't hurt Arthur. He brought him in, and he's going to get another season with him.
Well, it just hurts his reputation for us, you know, trusting him, you know, because he was stubborn, you know?
Yeah, he has been stubborn. I mean, I know. No, but maybe there's something we don't know. I mean, we're not at practice every day. We don't know what's going on with Ritter. So, there might, you know, I always say there's something we don't know behind the scenes. But I mean, we will see when that man touches the field. And there's a lot of pressure on him, too. And I feel bad for him because there's going to be a lot of pressure because
that's true.
Basically, we're asking this rookie to come in and run the season.
Right. So
that we can hopefully win the division.
No, Arthur Smith is hoping that.
Well, I mean, we're hoping that too, though. I mean, we are.
Well, we were hoping it for a long time, so it could have been unavoidable. But now Arthur Smith is hoping that happens.
Yeah, I see what you said. Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, he's not like he's going to lose his job, but, you know, it's just not going to be a good look for him if, you know, that happens.
Arthur Smith is definitely back here next season. No doubt about it.
Yeah.
Could you imagine if better quarterback play, we would be in 11-1.
Yeah, man.
Come week 12, we would be 11-1.
Let's say three losses. Yeah, there you go. Let's say three losses. But yeah, I mean,
okay, that Charger game,
fucking good.
That Charger game. Who lost that game for us?
Here's Marcus game. I think how it ended. Marcus throw a pitch or?
Yeah. Okay. Then you look at the Carolina game. A lot of missed ball, and that was a game where it was wet and rainy. So, but Marcus threw a pick. I think he had a fumble. And again, the score was 25-15.
Oh, that was his worst game of the season, I think, probably.
Yeah. So the Charger and the Carolina game can easily be wins. That's 11-1 because I'm giving them the Cincinnati game because it was so huge of a margin. But every other game than that have been close. That's 11-1. Washington, we should have won. Pittsburgh, we should have won. So now you're looking at a team that's 13-1 going into the bye.
And those two games definitely in market because we lost it the same way.
Yeah.
Two picks at the end.
We should be close to it. Ritter's going to have his hiccups during the season, too. There's going to be times next year where people are like, oh, Ritter, I can't believe that. He's going to have his hiccups, too.
Because he's a rookie, he'll have his problems. But he's the better passer. I honestly believe he's the better passer, and I mean, like I said, he's proven it. I mean, he's thrown dimes. So,
well, the thing is I'm like, how do you know that? You're like, like you told me going into this season we're going to be okay with Mariota, and now you're telling me, okay, yeah, I might have been a little bit wrong about Mariota. So, you know, don't set me up for failure again, Aries.
I'm not setting you up for nothing. I'm calling it how I see it. I'm giving you my opinion. Like, you can take it or leave it.
But, I mean, we don't know what Ritter's going to do, man, because he hasn't played one professional
game. We don't. We're just hoping that it's better than what.
So why don't you guys count the preseason?
Because then all the starters aren't there, man.
Yeah, and people are playing get hurt. I mean, look at Julio Jones. Julio Jones hasn't played a preseason snap in how many years?
He's Julio Jones.
But yeah, man.
Aaron Donaldson, I'd love to see how many preseason snaps he took.
Man. Audio Jungle. I mean, we're probably the only team that played more starters in the preseason.
Might be, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, because we had, because we didn't know what we had, because we pretty much was a rebuild outside of, you know, Grady Jarrett and, you know, in the line. But he said everything is under evaluation going in. So we're probably, yeah, the few teams that played their starters.
Yeah.
Rock, make your last comment again. We lost you for about 10 seconds.
Oh, I just said, I think that we're the only team, probably one of the few teams that played all their starters during preseason, because we really didn't know what we had, and we had so much different things going on with coaching and all that kind of stuff, and Matt leaving and all that. So there was no sitting out starters for our team. All the other teams didn't have that problem for the most part. I don't know about every team, but I'm sure we're probably the...
Well, yeah, no, I agree. I don't think Brady took a snap in PC. I don't remember.
Right.
So, yeah, you might be right.
So that's why, I mean, I like what I saw with Ritter in preseason, definitely. But, you know, we're going to see. We're going to see. Okay. I'm hoping for the best.
Right, okay, let me tell you this. Now, you get less starters on offense than you do on defense come preseason. So more starters play on defense than they do on offense.
I agree with that.
Okay.
Now, granted, the times they
you have a lot of players playing not to get hurt,
but,
just like they
but now, believe me, you watch hard now. There's a lot of players that are out there playing hurt during preseason.
Yeah, but they're not starters. The people trying to make the team.
To tell you this, that okay. When Ritter has gone in and hasn't been against a lot of starters, but I'm not looking at that. I'm looking at his throws. He still doesn't, and you still have to give him, like,
he throws some accurate throws. He threw some good balls. I will give that. He did enough to where I thought there would be an open competition.
Right.
And I thought in week one we might see him, and when we didn't see him in week one. And we didn't see him in the first few games. I thought, well, Mariota's doing okay. Let's just stick with Mariota. Let's see how this goes. But now we're definitely at the point right now where Mariota definitely needs to sit on the bench.
Yeah.
Not saying that we won't see Mariota again this season, because we might. But I'd be happy enough knowing going into the offseason what we have with Ritter. Let me know if they do can play or not.
If Ritter comes in against the Saints, I don't think you see Marcus Mariota for the rest of the season.
Again, against the Saints is a tough game to come into. That's a rivalry game.
Yeah,
even in years where the Falcons were better than the Saints, we had some really close games against the Saints.
It's going to be a tough. His first game in the NFL is going to be a tough game, and he can thank the coach for that. But you know, we'll see. We'll see. And the pressure's on him.
Yeah, it's all about the timing. It might be the wrong timing. Yep.
Hey, Sloan. Hey, Sloan asked the question, what are you guys' expectations for the Falcons during this bye week? To get some first-team reps in with...
To not lose the game.
With Ritter. I want him to get some first-team reps.
Yeah. I agree. I think that already started. Because, you know, like we said, we're playing the Saints' first game. It's going to be intense. The pressure... I think he's already started. He's already, I think after that game on Sunday, he probably told him the next day, you know, get your reps in, you're going in.
I hope if we do lose this game against the Saints, if we do, that it's on the defense, that they throw in some Taysom Hill and some trick plays like they did last night.
They're going to,
because you know the Saints are going to give you some Taysom Hill shots and stuff. And
last night, Taysom Hill had some success. The Saints are mathematically eliminated from the playoffs. They are going to play spoiler.
They'll come in.
They are going to try to play spoiler, because if we can beat them, then we have a chance at winning the fucking division. But if we lose to that, it's over. So this is a big game.
It's a big game.
It's a big game for us.
Yeah, a very big game. That's why, you know, it's a little nerve-wracking having a rookie start in such a big game. But, you know.
But if he comes out there and he blows the doors off.
That'll be nice.
It's nice.
He's going to need help. They're going to help him. Dean P's got to open up that book, man. Yeah. That run game has to be, like, solid.
No more going to that soft zone in the third and fourth quarter. It's going to be blitzing.
Like exactly.
The Pittsburgh Steelers or something.
Grady Jarrett's going to bring his A game. It's going to be all hands on deck. And they got 2 weeks to prepare. And the clock's already started, what, 2 days ago?
Yeah, well, they had an off day, so yeah.
1 day ago. But, hey, D Sloan, man, thanks for checking us out, man, and spending that question, man. We appreciate that.
I said all I got to say, man.
All right, fellas. Well, we'll start wrapping this up, man. So, before we start wrapping it up, so what do you guys think, man? You think Ritter's going to do it?
Free Ritter.
Eric, you think we got it?
Man, I'm hoping. It all depends on who walks out on that field, man. Number four or number one.
Right. What about you, Q? You think Falcons going to pull it off?
I think you don't pull it off without a quarterback change.
Right.
So that's where I'm at. Quarterback change to see what the rookie can do.
Yeah. I'm hoping so. I'm hoping they rally for this, for the new quarterback and for the last two losses, you know.
But play calling is going to have a lot to do with it too, though. Call some plays that work in his favor. Don't call the same plays you've been calling for the past 8 weeks or whatever.
I mean, I'm giving it. It's Smith has called some horrible plays. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to try to give him the escape on that. He's called some horrible plays, and it makes me wonder, is he the right guy for the job?
I want to give him another season. Because I like what he's done so far. And, you know, and I think this, once he gets over this Mariota hump and he sees something in Ritter or whoever else we get, then I'll start, you know, see if, you know, saying that, questioning if he's, you know, the right guy or not. We got to keep looking.
I say you give him one more season because it's the right thing to do, but I'm very much disappointed.
I'm not disappointed.
Except for the running game. He does have some flashes. He's done some things with the running game, but we've always had running game, though, so.
All right.
I don't know, man. It's a toss-up. Let's just see what happens with Ritter in there. Let's see what happens with Ritter.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Go from there.
Do we
get Ritter an entire game? If he makes a couple of bad plays in the first half, do we bench him? What do we do?
No. I mean, he has to be, like, terrible. He has to be like Marcus was with that Panthers game on his ass and then some before you bench him.
Yeah, he would have to honestly throw like four interceptions and two fumbles.
He would have to be like,
yeah, just pain. It was pain everywhere.
Then we bench him. If there's pain everywhere, we bench him.
I'm not gonna lie. I would take Jameis right now over Marcus.
Yeah, probably so.
I wouldn't like
his arm.
Yeah.
There's been a couple of times where Marcus hunted through some people, and there was a pass last week.
And overthrow.
There was a pass last week where he did a jump pass, and he was trying to throw a deep ball. And I'm like, man, you're not going to throw a deep ball if you jump 5 feet in the air and then toss it. I was like, man, what are you thinking?
He's playing backyard football.
Backyard football, yeah.
Yeah. Jameis.
Only some people can get away with that. Lamar Jackson. You know, Aaron Rodgers.
I don't even want to start on Lamar. That's going to be a whole other subject.
Yeah, we're going almost an hour and a half. So, yeah, we'll do that. And if we do another show, we'll do that, man.
All right, let's piece it out then, and we'll talk next time.
All right. I want to thank everybody for checking us out, man. You know, definitely check us out on YouTube and check us out on Twitter. We're always on Twitter at What's Up Falcons. And if you want to listen to our podcast, we're over at sportsstrength.com. And just hit us up, man. So hopefully we'll see you guys next time with the results of Ritter. And hopefully it'll be good.
Yeah, we definitely got to circle back and talk about Ritter.
Exactly. Because if not, it's going to be...
It was pain everywhere. All right, hold on. It make me laugh every time, man. Stop.
All right, hold on. D. Sloan had one more question. Let's see what D. Sloan's question is.
Okay.
With Ritter saying that they done fucked up, I think he's going to come out and manage the game while balling out. Now, he might take his lumps, but I think he will make a difference in the passing game.
I agree.
Yeah.
I totally agree with that.
I agree with the fact that he's going to take his lumps, but if we give him a couple of chances to make up for those lumps.
I mean, because like I said, I think Ritter is a better passer. I think a better quarterback all around. He has the wheels. He can run. I mean, like I told you guys, go back and check out his tape from Cincinnati. The boy can run. And he can also throw the ball. He's accurate at throwing the ball.
All right. Well, we will find that out, man. And, oh, we got one more question. It's from Hot Girls Free. Hot Girls here. 69XXX.site. To what?
Hot Girls is like, why is Quincy so sexy? Go ahead, Hot Girls.
Hot Girls, thanks for spamming our stream.
Man, that's big sexy over there. He's trolling.
All right, fellas, if that is it, I'll talk to y'all next time.
Peace.
Playing the latest episode, What's Up Falcons?
Check out the What's Up Falcons podcast exclusively at armchairallamericans.com. Subscribe to the What's Up Falcons podcast on iTunes and SoundCloud. Listen to the What's Up Falcons podcast at whatsupfalcons.com.